Do you find yourself waking up at 3 a.m. thinking about your biggest fears, failures, regrets? Well, you're not alone. Our next guest is here to tell you why this happens and what to do about it. Greg Murray is Professor and Director of the Centre for Mental Health at Swinburne University of Technology. Welcome to Drive.
Thanks, Patricia, for having me.
Let's start with the basics. Why is it that when we wake up in the middle of the night, it's almost always between 3 and 4? Me, it's always 4, bang on 4. It says 4 a.m., not even a minute past. Why?
A lot of people are telling me that, actually. It's suspiciously precise, this wake-up time. There's actually a very good reason. So if we look at the biology of sleep, basically there are various processes that put us to sleep and keep us asleep. You know, melatonin, for example, people have heard of, the sleepy hormone. That's peaked by about 3 o'clock in the night. And around 3 o'clock in the night, the wake-up hormone of cortisol starts to kick in because we're starting to prepare the body for launching into the day. So that second half of the night is a time when we are actually more prone to wake up. And so it's not surprising that if we are going to sort of wake up and maybe get ourselves into a bit of an unproductive mental state, that it's going to happen at that time.
Okay. And what about these negative thoughts? Why do they show up at that time of the night?
Yeah, it's actually very interesting to think. There's one more thing I want to say about the biology actually first. So one of the things that people don't necessarily know is on a normal night's sleep, we do wake up 4 or 5 times, but it's only half awake. But if you put someone under stress, then that little half waking episode might turn into full conscious awareness. And that's what's probably happened for people at 3 o'clock. And so now to your question, why would negative thoughts start then? Well, there's actually a very good evolutionary reason. So one of the things we think might be going on is, of course, the nighttime is a slightly fearful time for creatures like humans who are designed to be functioning in the daytime. And the opposite is true, of course, for nocturnal species. They're more fear-prone in the daytime. But humans are more fear-prone at night for very good evolutionary reasons. So there's likely to be all sorts of processes that predispose you to fear if you happen to be awake at 3 o'clock in the morning. And the other thing, of course, that might happen just to get those negative thoughts going is, of course, most of us will be disappointed to find ourselves awake at 3 o'clock in the morning. It's not what most of us want. So that's the sort of trigger for the negative thoughts. But then I suppose this article I wrote for The Conversation is really about, well, how come those thoughts get such a head of steam? Like how come they really grab us at 3 o'clock in the morning in a way that they don't at 7 o'clock the next day or 8 o'clock the next day? And I think that's what's really interesting.
So it's not exactly the thoughts that are the problem. It's the timing of the whole thing, right?
It's the timing. Yes. Having worrying thoughts is common, you know, and we all do it to varying extents. Some of us are more worry prone than others. Put anyone under stress and they're more likely to worry, but there's this sort of personality predisposition as well. So worrying thoughts are not great at any time, but the sort of idea that we're pushing out there is that actually if they occur in the middle of the night, they are more powerful or more seductive, and so it's harder to get unhooked from them. And in fact, that's really the main aim of why I wrote this piece, was just to make people more mindful that if you start to think negative thoughts at 3 o'clock in the morning, you really should be aware that that's happening and try and intervene. Because I think, you know, this actually occurred to me in talking to some clients I've worked with insomnia and other difficulties overnight. It's pretty clear that people slide into negative thinking in the nighttime in a way that they don't in the daytime. And that's best understood by the fact that there's simply less distractions. So you're effectively, you know, in the dark, in the quiet. And so that sort of all adds up to, it's almost as if you're living in an imaginary world. You know, your thoughts are all you've got. And that's why negative thoughts, which can be seductive at any time, are more seductive at night. And we really want people to be aware that they might be sliding down that path and then taking some strategies to do something about it.
All right, we've only got 1 minute left. Give me the strategies.
So there's lots of them, but the main theme is to get out of your head. So we just don't want you to get caught up in these negative thoughts. And there's all sorts of things. So people use meditation, people write things down on a bit of paper, you know, whatever they're concerned about, turn on ABC radio, listen to a podcast, or if none of those things are working, the sort of the big action you can take, of course, is to get up, turn on a light, read a book, go into the kitchen, pat the cat. And at that time of day, reality is very reassuring.
Nothing like reality. Thank you for joining us tonight.
My pleasure.
Greg Murray, Professor and Director for the Centre for Mental Health at Swinburne University of Technology.